From the busy streets of Ottawa to the lively newsroom at SU today, my path to journalism has been a winding road filled with challenges. Growing up, family, friends, school, and relationships are all subject to change. For me, there's one constant that's always been in the passenger seat: cars. Even as a kid, when I couldn't tell a Honda from a Hyundai, I was always surrounded by car enthusiasts. My dad, grandfather, and most members of my community. Now, as a 19-year-old, I can proudly say that my love for cars has become a lifelong passion. But why does this matter? Let's shift into reverse and start at the beginning. As a kid, I had another passion: writing. When my grandparents would jet off on their winter escapes, I'd become their personal journalist, writing articles about everything they missed while away. My love for cars was always simmering in the background. My grandfather's garage was like a rotating car show. Every few years, he would get a new sports car. Our family trips to Florida weren't just about escaping Canadian winters, they were trips to Lamborghini dealerships where I'd press my nose against the windows, dreaming of the day I could afford more than just the keychain. In grade 12, a doctor's appointment led me to accompany my dad to work at Algonquin College. There, I met Julie McCann, the coordinator of the journalism program. She convinced me to apply, and I was accepted the next day. Then came the family tradition: learning to drive in my grandpa's Audi S7. As the youngest, I was my family's last hope for a car enthusiast. The real spark ignited when my dad brought home a Volkswagen Golf R. Suddenly, our driveway looked like a mini Volkswagen dealership. When my brother got his license, he was given a Golf TSI, which turned out to be my ride when I passed my G-Road test. This shared love for German engineering brought me bonds I couldn't replace. Owen Collins, a fellow car enthusiast and close friend who attended car meets with me, notes that Ottawa's car community is unique because of its reliance on local organizers. Often you'll find car meets and car shows organized by people in the community, rather than car manufacturers like in other cities, Collins said. Before I knew it, I was attending every car event I could find within 5 hours of home. Despite this new passion, I still wasn't sure what I wanted to do with my life. On orientation day at Algonquin, I realized that most of my classmates chose journalism because they liked social media. Very few were truly interested in news or the industry itself. This is where I mentally set myself apart and realized that I appreciated journalism more than I had known. At first, I was focused on passing my courses. But as I progressed through the program, I reached a point where I had more freedom in my writing. This is when things started to shift into high gear. As I got deeper into journalism and Ottawa's car scene, I met some amazing people. There were millionaire dealership owners, families like the Marac family who brought Porsche to Canada in the 1950s. I also encountered street racers, business owners who saw cars as more than just a mode of transportation, and even cops who had a softer side for speed. These connections were encouraging. For my friends and I, going to car meets has been a staple, Collins said. It's a given that every week we'll go to our local meet to hang out. I soon noticed a gap in the local car world. There weren't many passionate writers covering the scene. Car clubs and enthusiasts started hiring me for communications work. This demand brought my two interests together, but I still needed to figure out my next move. When it came time for field placement in journalism school, I spotted SU today on the list of contacts. Having grown up traveling every summer, I've always known I wanted to leave Ottawa. The idea of an internship in SU Ste. Marie was too tempting to pass up. I applied, and next thing I knew, I was packing my bags into my car. I felt excited and a little nervous about leaving Ottawa behind. This was a big step, and I was eager to see what it would be like. Now, as I settle into SU Ste. Marie, I'm struck by how different it feels from home. The views never get old. But what is really making my experience amazing is the newsroom itself. I had no idea what to expect. The team is great, and the people are incredibly welcoming. It's especially nice to have furry friends roaming around, dogs who belong to staff here. As I look back on how I ended up at SU today, it's clear that my journey was guided by more than just coincidence. Here's to driving my journalism career forward without running out of gas.